that first quarter was just one that just could not, was really ended up being the story of denying the difference of this game.
Yeah, it was. We looked like we hadn't played basketball in a few days. And it's just frustrating. You know, we've come off of our best game Tuesday night, gave good effort for four quarters for the most part, and came out the first half, and it looks like we didn't want to compete with this team. And you said something this morning off air, but you said it was seemed like some teams just beat our girls with the name on the front of their jersey. And I don't know if Colby, if that's the case here, but we didn't come. We looked scared. We handled a press Tuesday night. And tonight it looked like we had never seen a press and never got a press breaker going that worked when our press breaker would have been a good thing to run against that press.
Well, it just seemed like the frustration. First quarter, a lot of turnovers for you guys. Weren't really aggressive attacking him. Second quarter, you got a lot of trips to the foul line. You hit your first five free throws, had 7 points at the halftime off from the foul line. It was just... He had some good shots in the game in the first half. They just weren't dropping.
Yeah, we shot the ball nervously. We expected to be attacked on every shot, and sometimes we were wide open, and we just didn't shoot with good balance, with good form, and so that has to be something that that we do better. I mean, that was something I was proud of Tuesday night, is our shot selection and how we shot it. Even though they didn't go in, we at least shot with good balance and good form.
Once again, head coach for the Lady Beavers, Shelby Crawford, joining us here post-game. It's a tough loss for the Lady Beavers tonight, 48-23. But still stayed aggressive there. I thought Mariah Campbell really stepped up tonight, played some pretty good minutes there. Paige Winterland did a lot of different things. Madison Orr, actually, she even though she only scored 2 points, she was hustling for rebounds tonight. This team still didn't give up here in this game tonight.
Yeah, we competed. We started competing in the second half, it seemed like. We did get to do some better things in the second quarter, get some shots in the air and go to the foul line. But our effort came when we were down by 19 at halftime. And that's just too late for us. You know, we don't score a lot of points, and we need to come out of the gate ready to play defense. At least that's something we can control. But it was just a frustrating night all around, because we're better than what we were on the floor tonight. And I hate using an excuse that it's a young team, but I don't know how we're going to play from game to game. You know, if we're going to give max effort, if we're going to care, put our full heart and effort into it, and tonight it didn't seem that way in the first half.
Well, it's kind of one of those situations we kind of talked a little bit on there, and that's what you get sometimes with youth. You get the good games, and then sometimes you just get the really, really rough games.
Yeah, and this was a really, really rough game because, you know, Colby's a good team. You know, they have a bunch of seniors that have a lot of experience, but we're not 25 points worse than them. And it just needs to we need to not be intimidated by anyone who walks in our gym. We need to play our game and execute what we run. And tonight we failed to do that.
A tough loss, 48-23 to Scott City. Now you go on the road Tuesday night to Holcomb, and Holcomb is under 500. They lose tonight to Ulysses, 65-43. And that's a little bit of a surprise there.
It is. I heard this morning that Holcomb has 3 starters out, and that's tough anytime you lose those to injuries. But they're going to compete. They have some good freshmen that step up. If the starters are out on Tuesday, they're going to be young just like us. They're learning, and they play hard, and that's something we have to learn to do.
All right. Once again, Lady Beaver head coach Shelby Crawford joining us here in halftime of the boys' game. Thanks again for joining us here, Coach. You know, a tough loss. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.